here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 18th of July, 2017. It's the birthday of Nelson Mandela, born in Mvetso, South Africa, in 1918. First member of his family to go to school, devoted himself to working for an end to apartheid. And to that end, he spent 27 years in prison. He later said of his release from prison, "As I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison." Nelson Mandela, who said, "A good head and good heart are always a formidable combination, but when you add to that a literate tongue or pen, then you have something very special." It's the birthday of Thackeray, William Makepeace Thackeray, born in Calcutta, India, 1811, best known for his novel Vanity Fair, a novel without a hero, a novel about two women, Amelia Sedley and the ambitious Becky Sharp, who says, "I think I could be a good woman if I had 5,000 a year." It's the birthday of the playwright Clifford Odets, Philadelphia, 1906. He became one of the founding members of the Group Theater in New York in 1931, and he wrote Waiting for Lefty, a play about a union strike, which was a great success, as was Odets's next play, Awake and Sing, about a Jewish family in the Bronx during the Depression. It's the birthday of Jessamine West, born Jennings County, Indiana, 1902. Family moved to Orange County, California, when she was young, where she grew up in her father's lemon grove. Her first book was a collection of short stories about Quakers, The Friendly Persuasion. She was a cousin of Richard Milhouse Nixon, and she babysat him when he was growing up. And it was on this day in 64 A.D. the Great Fire of Rome began, raged for 6 days. According to the historian Tacitus, it began in a dry goods store near the Circus Maximus. Some people blamed the Emperor Nero for the fire, and Nero blamed an obscure religious sect, the Christians, and tortured them to death in the amphitheater. Here's a poem for today by Lorianne Bosseler, The Pleasures of Hating. I hate Mozart, hate him with that healthy pleasure one feels when exasperation has crescendoed, when lungs, heart, throat, and voice explode at once. I hate that. There's bliss in this rapture. My shrink tried to disabuse me, convinced I use Amadeus as a prop. Think further, your father, perhaps. Well, I won't go back. Think of the shrink with a powdered wig, pinched lips, mole. A transference, he'd say, a relapse. So be it. I hate broccoli, chainsaws, patchouli, bra clasps that draw dents in your back, roadblocks, men in black knee socks, sandals and shorts. I love hating that. Loathe stickers on tomatoes, jerky, deconstruction, Nazis, doilies. I delight in detesting and love loving so much after that. The Pleasures of Hating, a poem by Lorianne Bosseler from Small Gods of Grief, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.